It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, I don't know if you saw this or not, but Cicadageddon is coming.
I heard about this,
yeah. Yes. So this spring, two different broods of periodic cicadas, one that lives on a 13-year cycle and the other that lives on a 17-year cycle, are going to emerge at the same time from underground in a rare synchronized event that last occurred in 1803.
So do the 13-year and the 17-year cicadas, do they get along, or is this going to be like a scene out of Grease? Are they going to like...
Oh, I don't think it'd matter. There's so many of them.
Trillions
is what they're saying.
That's a big number.
They will make an appearance across the Midwest and the Southeast in a combined 17 states across the... which does not include New York, thankfully. But there is an overlap between the 13 and the 17-year cicadas in Illinois.
Illinois.
That's going to be Cicada Central for a while.
Cicada Central.
The next double emergence won't be until 2245. So this is kind of a once-in-a-lifetime occurrence.
Like an eclipse.
Kind of, right?
It's happening.
So there's annual cicadas that exist as well, besides the periodic ones.
Oh.
These cicadas live about 2 to 8 years, but because their life cycles aren't synchronized like periodical cicadas, some of them emerge every year. I think we have those up here. Although they are sometimes called locusts, this is a misnomer, as locusts are actually a species of grasshopper. So not the same as the
creepy, but not the same.
Correct.
Thank you.
Cicadas have the longest life cycle of any insect. They spend around 99.5% of their long lives underground in an immature state called a nymph. While underground, the nymphs feed on fluids from the roots of deciduous forest trees. Then in the spring of their 13th or 17th year, mature cicada nymphs emerge between late April and early June, and synchronously and in tremendous numbers.
Isn't that wild how it's just they
just
down
know?
To the... time,
right.
Like the month.
They know,
exactly.
It's been 13 years, gotta go.
My dog. My dog knows when it's 6:30 in the morning and she wants to get up and have breakfast.
Right?
She knows exactly 6:30. Like she can watch in the clock.
Yeah. So the nymphs first emerge on a spring evening when the soil temperature at 8 inches of depth is above 64 degrees.
Oh.
Emerging nymphs may molt in the grass or climb from a few centimeters to more than 100 feet to find a suitable vertical surface to complete their transformation into adults.
Ugh.
After securing themselves to tree trunks, the walls of buildings, telephone poles, fence posts, hanging foliage, and even stationary automobile tires, the nymphs undergo a final molt and then spend about 6 days in the trees to await the complete hardening of their wings and exoskeletons. So the adults are only active for about 4 to 6 weeks. During that short time, adult cicadas will molt their exoskeletons, mate, lay millions of eggs, and then die. By mid-July, they're all gone.
All dead. Show's over.
The males aggregate in chorus centers and call there to attract mates. The insects are known to emit a high-pitched buzz or mating song that can reach up to 100 decibels, and that's roughly equivalent to a motorcycle or jackhammer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's super loud.
Putting out the vibe.
Yeah, the females lay their eggs in the stems of woody plants. Later in that same summer, the eggs hatch and the nymphs drop to the ground where they burrow and then begin their 13 or 17-year cycle.
What an elaborate production. There's no easier way to do this. They could have figured something simpler.
I guess not. Yeah.
This is it.
Well, scientists from the Navy's Undersea Warfare Center have studied cicadas in hopes of figuring out how male cicadas manage to produce their incredibly noisy mating calls without expending much effort.
Hmm.
The idea is that a device that mimicked a cicada's method of sound production could be used for remote sensing underwater or ship-to-ship communications.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, guys can help out.
So cicadas cannot sting and do not normally bite. They're neither venomous nor poisonous, and there's no evidence that they or their bites can transmit diseases.
Okay.
They pose little threat to mature vegetation, although planting new trees or shrubs is best postponed until after an expected emergence. Despite their overwhelming numbers, they can actually provide a few environmental benefits.
Is this right?
They provide a valuable food source for birds or other predators. They can aerate lawns when they come out of their holes, I suppose.
It's stuck in my lawn.
And they also add nutrients into the soil as they decompose.
Ah, perfect.
Yeah.
They rot into my lawn.
So the first known account of a large emergence of cicadas was in a 1633 report by William Bradford, who is the governor of the Plymouth Colony. Cicadas are also edible. You can eat cicadas.
On purpose?
And they've historically been eaten by Native Americans who fried them or roasted them in hot ovens. People that have sampled cicadas say that they taste similar to canned asparagus. So
canned asparagus?
Canned asparagus.
Different than fresh asparagus.
I think so.
Have I had canned asparagus? I don't know if I've had canned
I don't know
asparagus.
I don't think I have either, but...
Well, if they're making a differentiation, it's not for the better, that's for sure.
Right.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Cicadas, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so I thought we'd play The Ugly Bug Ball by Burl Ives.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Legends, 102.7, the biggest hits of the history of the world. Don't usually get to play any Burl Ives outside of December around here, but there he is, The Ugly Bug Ball. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about cicadas, which will be emerging by the trillions in some areas this spring. Well, thankfully not here.
Not here.
Thankfully.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right, a double emergence of periodic cicadas hasn't happened since 1803.
Cicadas have the longest life cycle of any insect.
And a cicada's mating song can reach 100 decibels, about the same as a motorcycle or jackhammer.
And there's something about that whole process that you were describing about them emerging from the ground and attaching to things, and then there's exoskeleton. It's just disgusting. I know it's nature. Is it supposed to be beautiful? Am I supposed to appreciate it? Am I supposed to be more nuanced? Am I supposed to be more highbrow?
I don't know.
Because it grosses me out.
It grosses me out, too.
Grosses.
Yeah.
Me the heck out. Yeah. Folks want to learn more about cicadas. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do besides Illinois?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
And do people go to see the cicadas? Like people, you know, chase around to see the eclipse?
I don't know.
Are there cicada chasers?
I'm not sure.
You know there's a couple out there.
I bet there probably are. I don't really, I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
I picture like walking around and crunch under
probably.
Your feet.
There's that many trillions.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Right. Wonderful. Sarah, will you come back tomorrow, please, 4:10?
I sure will.
And teach us more about something.
I sure will.
All right. Look forward to it. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
All right. We got to traffic. Mike Fredericks taking a look at traffic for us here in a few minutes. We've left the weather up to meteorologist Josh Nichols. He does a good job. We'll check in with him. Barbara Streisand, CCR. And more on the way. You could be on your way to a beautiful kitchen with our friends at Empire Kitchen and Bath. No subcontractors, just full-time employees who know the quality work that's expected at Empire Kitchen and Bath.